100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was now and then. And really, now and then, I feel okay. But my numbers are all up, of course. Not the good ones. And my weight is up, but I'm back to 2 to 3 walks a day, trying not to eat too much, but you know how it is. And side of my neck was bothering me for a bit. That's probably how I was sitting and using the mouse. Anyway, hopefully I will get that all under control. It'll take a while, and it's going to be rough for probably about a month, but we'll see if I get there. And then, as for shedding the weight, I will admit I was like 203, 204 when I got here in early December, and the number broke 240. So, and all my other numbers got to points where they are of concern. So, yeah, all while trying to figure out where the tooth pain was coming from, Gatorade Zero, and the hydroxyzine, fuck you, psych person from Houston, and fuck you, dentist, and other things. So, balsamic vinegar, too, acidic, was affecting. And I used to do balsamic vinegar and Parmesan and Mrs. Dash a lot. And how was that working out for you? So, having to winnow down the foods again, making veggies every day, and annoying myself with the occasional weighings and looking at the tracking. The first 5 pounds are always the easiest, and that one time when you stall, it sucks. And it's like, when? So, doing this shit to myself again. Sorry for the swearing, but yeah. Anyway, enough about me. Let's hear your stories and may complain a little more on the flip side.
The ruby-colored stone. Dozing off, he recalled happier, innocent days. The little pebbles in the shallows of the stream had appeared so beautiful, like jewels, shiny and colorful. He would pick ones he liked and take them home. Once, a lovely ruby-colored one caught his eye. None other compared. He would take it and cherish it forever, this one only. But, like all the others, when out of the water, it lost its luster and was just a stone. Coming out of his slumber, he looked across the room. There she sat, the one he had loved and married, their passionless eyes meeting.
Turiver Zaino here with a story on Now and Then. It takes forever to pack for the Renaissance Fair. The tent, authentic canvas of course, none of these modern featherweight things. Piles of clothes that represent hundreds of hours of weaving and sewing. Everything we'll be selling. Crafting supplies for making more and giving demonstrations. All organised in wooden chests. We drive the whole day, sleep in the van overnight, and finally arrive the next day. Find our village, pitch the tent and our market stalls, clear all plastic away, pass inspection by the grockles. At last, we can relax and tell each other, that was now, this is then.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Remembering. It was odd to think of now and then. Those basement days seemed a lifetime ago. I asked my neighbour quietly over dinner if she ever still thought about them. The conversation spread down the table. Between us, we remembered the newspapers that we'd seen, the boys that had gone missing too, the girls' bodies that had been found. It felt wrong to be talking about these things. He never brought them up, and it was obviously something he didn't want us to be thinking about. It wasn't long before he was behind me, a hand on my shoulder. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It happened, now and then. The music started, the dancing ensued, the portable record player sang in tune. She sat there, at the party, looking at strangers, acquaintances, and lovers. What were the odds? All four of them, chatting, oblivious to the invisible link that connected them, enjoying their beers and cracking jokes, a fun night out. Each one of them added something to her empty life. So she collected them. And she hid. Had too much to drink. Be right back. The trail of tears sounded pretty much like the record player playing those tunes, one tear after another. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. And I've got a story for you. It's called Punching Out. So, I got fired. I won't argue the point. I deserved it. But you know what? I really don't care at all. Gross professional misconduct, they called it. I call it, he had it coming. I'm sure you'd agree with me if you'd ever met my ex-boss. I don't think I've ever met such a demanding person in my life. Nothing was ever done quickly enough for him. Everything was immediately, right now, or forthwith. Then, one fateful day, he dropped a pile of files on my desk and demanded I deal with them now. And then I punched him. There you go. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my stories this evening are called How Green Was My Valley and Smokestack Lightning. Sally didn't like coming back to see her mother. What was once fields of blossoms now was a wall of towers blotting out the sun. She knew even back then it was only a matter of time. The southern push of San Francisco into her neighborhood counties, what was truly the death knell of her tiny patch of paradise, was a city built by billionaires. It started out well-meaning, but once the water and power was diverted from the rest of California, all the state became a backwater. It made Tokyo look downright spacious. Second story. The coolest thing my high school did was drop major coin on our legendary spring concert. Somehow, we got Howlin' Wolf to play for the widest audience in Greater Chicagoland. Our school radio station ran 16 mics in the gym. We mixed two Sony 16-track decks. For the longest time, I didn't know who ended up with the reel-to-reels. It seems someone had filed them in a box marked Wolf. We remastered the tapes in the fall of 2019. Also, found my original artwork for the concert. Resurrection 2. Silhouette of a wolf howling at the moon. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Every now and then, the villagers come round with their pitchforks and blazing torches, determined to run me out of town. They say that I'm responsible for their children going missing and the crops failing, accusing me of being a witch, even a demon. It's always a waste of time though, because I'm never in when they come calling. And eventually, after hanging around for a few hours, they pack up and return home. I actually quite like it when they turn up. It gives me an opportunity to nip out, steal their children, and salt the fields in peace.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 954 with the prompt of Now and Then. So here's my story. That night, Bilbert sat in the living room, looking at the clock every now and then, wondering where his mother was. Finally, he heard her. Bilbert, guess who's here? What's that supposed to mean? Bilbert got to his feet as his mother and Sabrina came into the room. What's she doing here? Bilbert asked. Bilbert, his mother frowned at him darkly. The discharge planner said Sabrina had healed enough to leave. I convinced the social worker that she could come stay with us until a permanent placement could be made. Bilbert shrugged. I guess she can sleep in the guest room. Thanks for listening, and remember, Donald Trump is a liar, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's okay to treat yourself now and then, but when you eat too much and exercise too little, now and then becomes better not. Last night I had a salad for dinner, and it was really good. The others then said they were going out to pick up Taco Bell. Did I want them to pick anything up for me? I thanked them, but declined. Are you sure? I'm sure. Some of that is willpower, but the truth is I don't need bad gas and indigestion on top of being fat and sick. I shrug and go for a walk.
And there you have it. Bunch of stories on the topic of now and then. The next topic will be the cat's pajamas. And I want to also thank the new people for being here and trying it out. Do I have Norval Joe to thank for you? Philip Carroll for trying this out? Because that's cool. And I know he's been going through a lot and hoping that he's doing better. Everybody's dedication to writing and creating and being creative and expressing. It's cool. Although I'm going to admit something. The medication that I'm on flattens my emotional responses. I don't feel all the deep, horrible lows that I felt before like I did, but I'm kind of flattened out. And even though I speak like I feel. It's not that I don't want to feel. I can't explain. It's a brain thing. And, oh well. If it weren't for these, who knows. But at least the medication is better than the ones that were making my teeth occasionally hurt from dry mouth and all that crap. I'm just angry. There, I feel something. But I'm not, like... I want to say that I'm angry, but... I can't explain. I'm tired a lot. That's why I got so fat. And I'm going to track it on Google Drive, and if anyone wants to follow along. But it's going to suck. I've done this before, over and over. I keep doing this to myself. And yet, in the fridge, there's a chocolate peanut butter ice cream thing. I've tasted, and I should probably throw it out. So, there. I had a taste. You know, food's already expensive, and so this should be an excuse, right? I got the pre-chopped bell peppers for snacking on, and hopefully that doesn't cause issues, and this and that, and who knows. It's just tiring. Anyway, I've rambled enough, and my take on the whole Olympics thing is, okay, whatever. You make up a sport, you make up rules. The only real rules there are in the universe are you hold something up and you let go and it drops. And atoms stick together and chemistry happens and physics happens. And everything else is just a judgment call. And people do what they do and folks just want to get angry about things. If you got a problem with a man competing in women's boxing, punch him below the belt. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.